Hello, welcome to another episode of this podcast, and if you are listening, I really appreciate it. So today we'll be talking about something, and it is how to target the right prospect or the right client, or how to have an ideal client profile. So let's get into the details. When someone starts talking about an ideal client profile, many things comes to our mind. But for you to know who your ideal client is, in order to turn prospects into clients, you must be clear about some things. And the one thing you must know about is, who are you looking to develop business relationships with? Do you want to work with someone who is a CEO? Like, what kind of people do you want to develop business relationships with? And that thing you should be looking at for is, like, why are you looking for them? Why do you want to work with them? Like, why is it this set of people that you want to work with? And another thing you need to ask yourself is, where are you looking for them? Just for example, if you want to work with, if your ideal client is an athlete, then you should be going to the stadium or athletic competition. That's where you get your clients. Here is something that I want to let you know, is that not everyone wants to buy your product or your service, and not everyone can benefit or pay for your product or your service. And another thing you need to know is that not everyone needs your product or your service. So your objective is to clearly identify and understand the type of prospects that has the highest likelihood of buying from you. And in order for you to understand this type of thing, you need to ask yourself some questions. And the number one question you should be asking yourself is, who needs my product or my service? Like, who needs your product? If you are selling a relationship course, you know that definitely kind of people that need your product is maybe someone who is about to get married, or someone who is already engaged. And that thing you should be asking yourself is, who is able to pay for my product or service? Like, someone can be in need of your product, but that person may not have the budget to pay for it. So you need to find someone who needs your product, and secondly, you need to find someone who is able to pay for your product or your service. And that thing you need to ask yourself is, whom do you have the best opportunity of building a relationship with? You need to work with people who the likelihood of building a relationship is very high, because for you to have a good work relationship with someone, you need to have a strong relationship with them. And if you just sit there for a moment and describe your perfect customers, you find they fit into a very distinctive niche. That's why most people will tell you that you need to niche down your offer, or you need to niche down your niching, so that you will have a particular set of people that you know, and when you see them, you know that this person is my ideal prospect or my ideal client. And there are specific things about these individuals that attract them to your products, and the more you can discover this niche, the more you will identify who truly wants what you are selling. So let me tell you something. Imagine a sales process where you spend the majority of your time working with prospects that actually want and need what you are selling. So consider this exercise for you to know your ideal client or have an ideal client profile. You need to know the gender of people you'll be targeting. You need to know their age range. For some people, they prefer to work with people between the age of 30 to 50. But to me, I prefer to work with people between the age of 25 or 27 to 50, that's my ideal clients. And that you need to know is, what are their hobbies? What do they like to do? Do they like to play golf? Do they like to do fishing? What do they like to do? And what do another thing is, you as yourself, is what they like to do. Like, their hobbies is different from what they like to do. Maybe they prefer to dance, like they like dancing, then you can find them in dance classes. And that thing is, you as yourself, is you need to know is where they live. If you are going to sell to rich people, you know that, for example, most of the people who stay in somewhere like California, Los Angeles, or these big cities. And that thing is to ask yourself is, what are their interests? What they like about you? And things that are important to them. Some people, what is important to them is their family. Some people, what is important to them is their business. Some people, what is important to them is their self. Some people, what is important to them is in their business. You just need to know what is important to your ideal clients. And then you need to ask yourself is, what their values are. What do they value the most? Do they value integrity? Do they value their family? Do they value wealth? Do they value peace? What do they value the most? And another thing you need to ask yourself is, what motivates or drives them? Like, what do you think is the main thing that motivates your ideal client? Is it money? Or is it living a stress-free life? Or is it peace of mind? Or is it having a happy family? Or is it just staying on your own and knowing that you know you are free and you are not owing anybody any debt? Or is it being the goal of being financially free is the main thing that is motivating them? You just need to know what's motivating your ideal client. Another thing you need to know is, what magazines they like to read. Like, what do they like to read? Do they prefer to read all these fashion magazines? Or do they prefer to read business magazines? Or do they prefer to read Hollywood magazines on latest films and all those things? Another thing to ask yourself is, what movies they like to see. Some people prefer to watch action movies. Or some people prefer to watch many type of movies. And that you need to ask, like the last thing to ask is, what products do they like to buy? When I talk about products, there are many things. Some people, you can say they like to buy bags, but you need to ask yourself, what type of bags? Do they like the expensive types, like the Gucci, the Versace, and the Louis Vuitton and all those bags? Or do they like to go for the average stuff? You just need to know kind of products they buy and all those things. And another thing to know is, there is no end to what you can really identify. Gather as much information as you can and find out what your ideal clients have in common. So let me give you an example. There is this woman, her name is Melissa, and her business has grown quickly based on the idea of knowing who your ideal client is. And what happens is that every quarter of the year, she updates her target market descriptions, and she is constantly tweaking, changing, adding information to her client data. Thing is that Melissa knows that her ideal clients are successful men between the ages of 45 and 55, and most of them are professionally driven. They have master's degree and above. They are athletic and they are dedicated to physical fitness. And they are also married with most of their children, in high school or colleges. So this is like a complete ideal client profile, that when you're in a networking event and you come across someone like this, you know that this person is really part of your ideal client. And question is, where does she find these prospects? She knows her prospects are active, so the places that she would find them are professional association and sporting event, because they are very, very athletic. And what she does is, every time there's an athletic event, she participates in those events. And another thing you need to know is, you need to learn the skill of networking. Melissa, in this case, has a very natural way to meet and connect with people which are accepted to build relationship with prospects. So she makes sure to emphasize those qualities when making new proposals, even in the changing economy or during this pandemic. She has a thriving business and a constant influx of new clients. So if you want to start getting clients for your business, you need to be clear on who you are going to serve. You need to know what they do, like where they hang out. In Minister's case, her ideal prospect hangs out in sporting events and professional associations. That's what you need to know. Then you need to intimately know the type of customer you want to attract, because if you don't know the right type of people you want to attract, you end up attracting the wrong people. And when you attract the wrong people, sometimes you end up destroying yourself, or you just feel demoralized, and the next thing is that you quit. So that is it for this episode. Know the type of people you want to work with, and another thing you should know when defining your target market is the basic things you should know is their agenda, their age range, their hobbies, and what they like to do. And lastly is where they like to hang out. So if you find it hard to gather all that information, you can concentrate on the gender, the age range, the hobbies, what they like to do, and where they like to hang out. Put this in place and you find your ideal client. So that's it for this show. If you need help with your copywriting, or need help with your sales page, you want to launch a successful email campaign and all these things that's related to copywriting, that's what you do at my agency. All you have to do is click the link in the description and book a call with me, or you can message me on Facebook at Melvis Courage. See you on the next one. Thank you.